Thank you, Elaine. Now here is Tim to introduce our final selection of news stories.
We now have good news from various sources. After much doom and gloom from the University of East Anglia, it now seems that there are fewer jobs at risk than was feared. A 65-year-old city man has cycled from Norwich to the Czech Republic on a £10 bike. And now, a 36-year-old from Kosy is running from John O'Groats to Land's End. Magdalen Medical Practice has been named as the happiest GP surgery in Norwich. Lotus Cars has released plans for a major expansion of its technology park in Hethel. And last but not least, for many Norwich City fans, the team has completed another pre-season friendly win. Jane will start this good news series.
Fewer jobs at the crisis-hit UEA are at risk than first feared. It has been confirmed. With the University of East Anglia looking to make £45 million in savings in the next 3 years, bosses told 112 staff members that they could face redundancy earlier this year. However, the university has said that this number has now been reduced for a second time, with 26 workers left affected. Officials say this reduction has been able to be made due to some workers already having taken voluntary redundancy and a redeployment scheme. It comes after the removal of 179 vacant posts, meant the number was scaled back to 46 earlier this month. Meanwhile, bosses have also made a U-turn on freezing a pay award for its lowest paid staff. Bosses say that 550 workers on the lowest pay band will receive part of this award this month. Deputy Vice-Chancellor Christine Bovis-Knossen said deferring the implementation of the pay award was a difficult decision. We committed to keeping this under review and we're pleased to be able to bring forward the first round of payments for our lowest paid staff. The second instalment of the award will still not be given until June next year.
A city man who cycled from Norwich to the Czech Republic on a £10 bicycle was thrilled to prove you don't need a fortune to have an adventure. Keith Walker, who lives in NR1, cycled 830 miles on a bike costing just a tenner, in memory of his sister who recently died of cancer. His travels took him across Europe, visiting numerous landmarks and people along the way. Mr. Walker, a retired mental health nurse, said it was a good 16 days of cycling using a bike I bought off Facebook Marketplace. I wanted to do a good old-fashioned jailbreak, just seeing how far I could get. So I left HMP Norwich on July the 8th and made my way to Harwich, taking the ferry to the Hook of Holland, travelling to Venlo in Germany, and ended up in Stará Česká Pekárna in the Czech Republic. After a train and plane back to the UK, Keith had raised a total of £1,000 for the University of Southampton Cancer Immunology Centre, which looks to develop cutting-edge cancer treatments.
A popular YouTube fitness buff has set off on a daunting challenge of a lifetime as he attempts to run the entire length of the UK in 14 days. Leon Bustin, who boasts over 400,000 subscribers on YouTube as part of the Lean Machines alongside John Chapman, started his epic effort from John O'Groats in Scotland. The 36-year-old from Kosy departed at 6 a.m. on Monday and aims to complete the gruelling 840-mile challenge at Land's End in Cornwall on Sunday, August the 6th. The fitness fanatic will be running 62 miles or 100 kilometres a day, the equivalent of just under 2.5 marathons, to raise money for REORG, a charity that aims to improve the well-being of military and emergency service personnel through sport and fitness. The Ultra Run is being self-funded by Leon, costing around £15,000, but is also providing a fond farewell to his home country. Carly added, "We are actually moving to Costa Rica at the end of the year, so he wanted to do something as a way to say goodbye to England."
Traditional values and thinking outside of the box. These are the key ingredients for a successful GP practice, according to the boss of the Happier Surgery in Norwich. Magdalene Medical Practice in Lawson Road has come away from the annual NHS GP patient survey with the most favourable feedback in the city, with 92% of its patients saying they are happy with its services. Tracy Bullard, practice manager at the site, attributes the success to relationship building and willingness to try new methods. She said, "In a way, we have traditional GP values. We're lucky enough to have 9 partners who all support patients and invest in the practice. We don't rely on locums. This means they're able to build relationships with their patients and get to know them and their problems intimately." She said the surgery was also not frightened to embrace new technology and make our patients aware of studies they can get involved with that might help them. "We also try to give our patients a little bit more time and don't limit appointments to one problem."
Lotus Cars has revealed plans for a major expansion of its technology park, despite announcing cutbacks to its workforce. The Norfolk-based firm is cutting up to 200 jobs after making a loss of £145.1 million before tax in 2022. This followed a deficit of £86.6 million the year prior. But documents submitted to South Norfolk Council have revealed plans to construct 3 new buildings at the Manufacturers Tech Park in Hethel. The project seeks to establish production, logistics and office buildings alongside new road infrastructure. Lotus says the development will allow the business to take the next step of growth and innovation at their Hethel HQ, arguing the expansion is needed as its current site is already working at full capacity. As such, more space and a new production line are needed if it is to manufacture new sports cars, particularly those that are electric. Lotus, owned by Chinese firm Geely, saw sales fall to just 576 during 2022, despite the introduction of its new Emira sports car.
Another clean sheet friendly win to wrap up pre-season for David Wagner and Norwich City. Not the currency that really matters, in truth, with so many intangibles around the staggered nature of opponents' own close-season preparations. And just on the hour mark, a mass round of substitutions for the home side. Nevertheless, against an Olympiacos side, who headed south after beating Rangers at Ibrox, this felt like another upbeat note to add to the healthy signs against the likes of Darmstadt, Kaiserslautern, AZ Alkmaar and Toulouse. The Greeks' desire to dominate possession suited a Wagner side who looked best operating on the counter. His starting lineup here, barring any late injury-related twist, had a strong sense of who he's likely to deploy when the real business starts a week hence against Hull City. Shane Duffy, Jack Stacey, Christian Fasnacht and Ashley Barnes all started, and the sheer physically imposing size of this Canaries outfit is a marked departure from the team who slipped into mid-table mediocrity. Wagner talked up City's set-piece threat in both boxes after this friendly, And the man at Duffy harassed keeper Konstantinos Tsoulakis for Sargent to tap home was an early down payment. The head coach also highlighted Norwich's defensive resolve and their developing work in possession, trends that will need to continue into the opening weeks of the new season to feel there is turning of the page.
Our second culinary feature this week is the latest dish served up by Keith Skipper and read by Elaine Smith.